Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Well, now you got to get to the summer of Shador. That is, if you believe Mike Greenberg, what he said yesterday on Get Up.
RC, to me, this is going to be the story of the summer and into the season. Do you believe we will see Shador Sanders start for the Cleveland Browns sometime next season?
You know what? I believe he will start at some point next season. I believe Kenny Pickett will be the front runner. We have to remember he was the 20th overall pick of the Pittsburgh Steelers a few years ago. But everything you're hearing out of Cleveland is how impressive Shador Sanders is. This is a guy we talked about as a possible first rounder, and I think he's showing that talent there, and the Cleveland Browns are desperate for a franchise guy.
All right. So based on what you heard there, are you Mr. Shapologist himself, the original OG Shapologist on this station?
Shaboom!
We do miss a Shaboom, don't we?
Are you gearing up for the summer of Shador?
No, I don't know how this could be the summer of Shador. I'm very confused by it. Like, if you believe what Zach told us at 420, the idea that he's not going to win the starting quarterback job because it's not set up for him to win the starting quarterback job. We want to talk about maybe... You want to have maybe the winter of Shador? Maybe that's in our
what about like the late autumn of Shador?
Maybe, okay. You want to, like, can we call it the week 8 of Shador? I don't know.
What instead of Thanksgiving, Shador's giving.
The halfway through the season of Shador.
Awful. Don't do that.
What'd you call it?
Shador's giving.
Oh, but that no. But mine was awful. That's right.
Just meant is like as soon as you said it, it was too clunky.
Yeah.
Can you do so? What was it again?
Yeah. Shador's giving. Or how do you say that one again?
Shador's giving.
Yeah. Shador's giving. You're right. Yeah. It does got a flow to it. That's very nice.
Thank you very much.
I meant mine in a constructive way. I should apologize.
I shecept.
Very good. So the point is that he's got the fame already. He was going to have the fame regardless. How can anybody look at this summer and suggest that it is like the summer of Shador? Because like, I think about it like the summer of George, right, with Seinfeld. The summer of George is because everything was going George's way. That's why he was predicting it to be the summer of George. This has gone horribly for Shador. This is not what Shador envisioned 6 months ago, that his life was going to be, where he is... fighting and clawing with a third round quarterback because he was a fifth round quarterback and isn't even guaranteed a chance to start. But yes, he's got attention and he's got a lot of social media followers. Congratulations. I don't think he cares about that. He cares about the football side of this, and his football side hasn't gone great for him at all.
I think it's going to be a talking point for people like Mike in the time between now in training camp. And I think the summer of Shador only happens if Shador forces the Browns' hands, which I don't think you can project from here, right? Like, honestly, there's a part of me that thinks if we just start this thing where Zach Jackson said it should be an hour ago with us, which is he puts less than 4% chance of either guy winning the starting job, that's where it should be in May. And if it rises above 4%, it's because those guys come back. And not just come back. Those guys ace voluntary minicamps. They ace mandatory minicamps. And when they come back, they look like a different level of quarterback. Now, the initial part of training camp is going to be Shador wall-to-wall. But it's going to take...
The conversations will be.
It's going to take a couple days of him not getting first-team reps for this thing to go the way of the Dodo.
So I, again, maybe we need to rephrase this a different way. Are we talking about the summer of Shador as if there's going to be interest and attention around him, or whether or not he himself is going to actually enjoy what's transpired?
I think Greenberg was saying the first thing.
Because the interest and attention is always going to be there. That's how he operates. That's his business, is being the center of attention in any room that he's in. Like, that comes with being Shador. So,
but I don't think you're going to, if he's not talking to the media because he's the fourth string quarterback, that's gonna suffocate a lot of those storylines.
He'll still talk to the media once a week, though. Even the backup quarterbacks on request are going to speak to the media. That's how it all is based off of whether or not there's an interest there by the media to hear him talk, and there's going to be an interest to hear him talk.
Venture to say the Browns are going to be a little more selective on that
people
one.
People will put in the request every single week to hear Shador Sanders talk. Like, the media will 100% do that.
Yep, doesn't mean you're going to get it every week.
No, but you typically get at least once a week you get some sort of appearance from someone. So I would expect that to continue on. But I don't even think it's about his quotes or anything like that. I really don't. If he is getting what you saw today, where he doesn't even throw in 11-on-11s and he only throws in the 7-on-7 portion, are we going to get a lot of ramp up and everything? Probably not. It will probably suffocate itself. And then the preseason games will happen. And if he looks good in there, then congratulations. We're back to full on Shador Sanders conversation.
Yeah, I actually like the way you put that, the idea that it's going to ebb and flow. I don't expect Shador to be a storyline, meaning like a meaningful storyline outside of how many reps is he getting, the little logistical things that we do. I don't expect him to be a consistent storyline, though. I think if he has a really great day in a joint practice, that'll hit the uptick. If he starts taking first team reps at any point, which again at this point feels far-fetched, it'll be a real conversation when he plays in the preseason. Yeah. I expect him and Dylan Gabriel to play a lot in the preseason. What he does, good or bad, it's going to be a conversation. But I think there's going to be more lulls than maybe like Mike Greenberg realizes here on face value.
Well, think about it. Like, even in our own conversations, we have not talked nearly enough Shador relative to what we did previously, and that's with good reason.
Oh, I think if you ask the average fan, they would say they being the station, still talks too much Shador.
I'm just going based off of what we were talking about before, and then as we keep going, because I feel like we talk way less Shador. And I've noticed in our conversations, yes, he comes up, but it's not anywhere close to the same as it was obviously pre-draft. But even in the first couple weeks of post-draft conversations, it's not as forefront as maybe it was.
216-474-0092. Is this going to be the summer of Shador, as Mike Greenberg says? I also think there was some really interesting cherry picking there going on with Ryan Clark, who's like, everything out of Cleveland is how good Shador looks. And it's like,
he saw one Zach Jackson clip.
I'm trying to wonder, like, who's telling you these things? Because conversely, like, yeah, I've heard behind the scenes, yeah, he's got a lot to work on.
What's weird about that, though, is someone in the national, or someone close to all these national people, are starting to feed very positive Shador lines. And maybe this is the Dion camp of it, and I'm not sure. But like Colin yesterday went on this whole rant about how Shador will start at some point and it'll look like a good NFL quarterback. And then you got guys like Ryan Clark that you're talking about, all in the past like 48 hours or so. And you know, if there's a Shador market watch, I'm at the front and center of it. In the past 48 hours or so, as you heard more things behind the scenes about maybe it not being the greatest, it seemed like the national media went in the other direction and has started to go like, oh yeah, he's really impressing people. And I find that dynamic very interesting.
Will we call that a watch, by the way?
I like that. If you want to, we can do that.
I just think when it comes to Shador, by the way, I even think just saying Shador is going to start at some point this season, I think is the safest couch on the planet. Yeah, the other
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Two quarterbacks. The two guys who are vying for the starting role, if you believe anybody right now, are Joe Flacco and Kenny Pickett. And the third quarterback in the equation is tiny baby Dylan Gabriel.
Well, so the real question we have to ask ourselves is how much do people have of an interest in the Browns quarterback battle outside of Cleveland?
Well, I think it's only Shador.
If you remove Shador from the equation, we're not even as interesting as the Saints quarterback battle.
You're Vegas last year. Your Gardner Minshew versus Aiden O'Connell.
We'd be a million times less interesting than Russell Wilson versus Jackson Dart.
Yeah. Well, and honestly, I think for fans, I think there's a fair amount of fans who just, no matter who you're going to put in that battle, they're always going to be diehards, the P1s of you know, Browns football. But I think if you had not drafted Shador, there was going to be an element of the fan base that just took this season off. I think just the hype around Shador.
For sure.
I think there's a strong element of, because you never know if and when he might play, because we all know Browns football. Like I said, you are damn couching. If you say, I think Shador is going to play at some point this season, you don't say. Is it the bad quarterbacks in front of him or the recent Browns history where they played five quarterbacks 2 years ago and what was it, four quarterbacks last year?
I know, but
Did you come up to that conclusion by yourself there, Colin, with love and respect?
No. The Colin part was him saying how he thought he was going to be a good quarterback. He would take the job and then he wouldn't give it up and he'd be a good quarterback. So I'll defend him a little bit there. But yeah, in most markets, Nick, the expectation is that your quarterback will play all 17 games. It just doesn't work that way here.
Andrew saying, every flipping day I get in my car after work and you two are talking shoulderless Sanders. Every flipping day.
Wait, what's the idea with shoulderless Sanders?
I think he's suggesting he doesn't have shoulders.
Is that a critique of his? Have we moved to the shoulder side of things?
Well, I'm part of the shoulder community. So you can see I've got very broad shoulders.
So Dylan Gabriel has no height, as evidenced by the bat down today.
And baby hands.
Did you see the photo of him with Flacco?
No. It did look funny. As bad as the
Daryl
other one.
Daryl tweeted it.
Of course, Daryl tweeted it.
It was funny. But I didn't know you could have a shoulder critique. And maybe you're right. Maybe the person tweeting at you is right, and we're still talking a bunch of Shador, and I'm just not aware of it. It just, in my head, it feels like we're talking way less Shador than we were as recently as even a couple weeks ago.
I think it's going to be really interesting to see the local narrative versus the national narrative, because I guarantee you that the friends who, when the Cavs were in the playoffs, called me and wanted to be on the radio shows, the friends who, when the Browns had the number two pick, are they going to take Travis Hunter, Shador, or that trade down really wasn't even a question I got from them, they're going to want me to be on the radio shows. And they're not going to talk about Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, Myles Garrett, Joel Bitonio. The only reason anyone's going to call me in August to have me on their shows, it's going to be Shador Sanders.
Up until he plays in an actual game, I can tell you how this is going to go. I think the local media here is going to end up being very smitten by it. And I don't say that just because I like Shador. I say that based off of even Mac's own experience going to camp today. And how many people have we talked to where once they actually see him throw, you're like, oh, yeah, he's much better than I thought he was. But you have to actually see it. And then also, the local media will spend time around him, too. And if he is anything, he is he's very good with the media. He's charismatic. He's got a way about himself.
I mean, even Joe Flacco today said there's at least one time a day where he says something that makes me smile.
He's easy to root for if you spend enough time consuming and taking in the content and being around him. And I think a lot of the media around here, they're starting to see that, and they're starting to understand why there was such a big hoopla around him at Colorado and why he's got so many fans around the country.
I just think this becomes the summer of Shador if Shador forces their hand. Because I think the Browns are going to take every opportunity they are to tamp down this story. Because as much as they want to say the things, as much as they want, I think so much of having Shador as a fourth-string quarterback, having Shador with minimal reps here early in OTAs, I don't think they're just trying to make a case with a guy who's got some bad habits to point out and pick out. I don't. I think they're going to try and suffocate the story unless Shador forces their hand. Because I think I'm not trying to say like, I think they're going to try and make a point to humble that kid in some way. Cause I think there's some concern about all the other stuff that happened, and meaning just the superstar treatment he got at Colorado.
I guess we'll see. I mean, it's amazing how we keep going to the idea of like, he's got to be humbled. But then when he presents himself, he comes across like a very humbled human, does he not?
Yeah, but he didn't in meetings leading up to the draft.
No. And again, and maybe it's too early. I do think it's interesting how often he's pointed out in the last couple of weeks how little contact he has with his dad these days, and how he's separated himself from Dion's camp and everything associated with it for the most part, as much as you can while it's still being your dad.
We believe him. I don't believe him. In the same way that I don't believe Kevin Stefanski hasn't heard much from Dion either.
Hey, man, truth always ends up coming out, right? So, like, if this is all just an act, this early portion, we'll see through it eventually.
216-474-0092. Mike Greenberg and the ESPN crew say this is going to be the summer of Shador. Agree or disagree? And preferential treatment, should it be happening at voluntary OTAs already? That's coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day, because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.